This meeting, House File 3072, to order. I think, members, that you should have a comparison summary in front of you. House File 3072, first engrossment, and Senate File 2613. And I think, Mr. Burris, when we get down to the House-only, Senate-only sections, maybe you can walk us through that. But as long as we're still waiting for Senator Rest, we can start with the same provisions, if that's all right with you, Senator Dibble.
Thanks, Representative Simonson. That sounds splendid.
Okay. Unless people have questions as we go through this, we'll just take these one provision at a time and maybe just vote on them individually. But the first one would be under same provisions, towing violations, cross-reference, repealer conforming change, which would be House Section Number 2 and Senate Section Number 1. Is there a motion to accept that?
Mr. Chair, I'll move the House language.
There's a motion to accept the House language. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Item number 2 is a DVS classic car determinations, House Section 3, Senate Section 2. Entertain a motion to accept one or the other.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the House language.
Senator Dibble moves the House language, which was House Section 3. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Item 3, child passenger restraint and education account reporting, House Section Number 18, Senate Section 3.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Senate language this time.
Senator Dibble moves the Senate language, which is Senate Section 3. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Item 4, first aid equipment definitions cross-reference, repealer conforming change, House Section 19, Senate Section 4.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Senate language.
Senator Dibble moves the Senate language, which is Senate Section 4. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Item number 5, various repealers, which contained in House Section 22 and Senate Section 6.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the House language. Okay, you get 3-2 on this.
Outstanding. Right. Senator Dibble moves House Section 22. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Senator Dibble, would you like to wait or what's your preference?
Do we know? She's en route. Mr. Chair, maybe we can understand a little bit about what item number 1 is.
Certainly.
If council can help us.
Mr. Burris, if you want to start by talking under the House-only provision, item number 1.
Mr. Chair and members, the House-only provision is found in the House language, sections 1 as well as 4 through 17. So it's a number of sections. They all do something very similar, which is to remove cross-reference citations on terms in Chapter 168, which is the chapter mainly on motor vehicle registration. Those terms are defined in a section of law that's chapter-wide. So typically, with most terms that are defined chapter-wide, there isn't a cross-reference citation to where that term is defined when the term is used in that chapter. So the House language would remove language that or cross-reference language that would not be necessary.
Any questions, members, for Mr. Burris? Representative Keel, I think this was your amendment on the House floor. Would you like to make a motion?
I would make the motion that we accept these changes.
Okay, there's a motion before us to accept the House language with respect to item 1 on your summary. Is there anybody in the room that would like to speak to this provision? And any discussion from members? Seeing and hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Burris, why don't we just continue right down the list and go to number 2, if you would, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Item number 2 is also a House-only provision. This is found in Section 20 of the House language, I believe. There's also been some amendments that reflect the floor amendments that were offered, and this is one of those amendments. So in this provision has to do with when speeding violations are placed on a driver's record and it's then made available to private parties such as insurance companies. The change that is proposed under this language would be to extend out the date from August 1, 2014 to August 1, 2015 on certain speeding violations and amounts of speeding and when those are recorded on the driver's record. So this change reflects a 2012 provision that went in that allowed for up to 10 miles an hour over the limit in a 60 mile per hour zone to not go on the driver's record. And that was put in to just be for a couple of years. This would push out that 10 over, up to 10 over, by another year before it drops to what had been in place prior to 2012, which is not a speeding violation in a 60 mile per hour zone of up to 5 miles an hour over the limit, not going on the driver's record.
Any questions from members for council? Is there anyone in the room that would like to speak to this provision? Nobody's moving. Okay.
Can I?
Representative Keel.
Yes. Being this is one of my colleagues' bills, or amendments, he made the point that there is a survey that goes out until, I believe it's this, if it ends in 2014, it would end before the study is there. And so that was part of the reason for going to 2015, so that it ends at after the study rather than before the study has ended. So that was his.
Mr. Burris, can you speak to that report as far as when it's due and who's doing it?
Yeah, Mr. Chair and members, I mentioned that this provision was put in 2012. Another requirement that was in that same law was a legislative report that the Departments of Transportation and Public Safety were required to do. That legislative report is due January 15th of 2015. So as you see the dates on how current law works, the legislative report is due after the 10 mile an hour would revert back to 5 mile an hour over the limit. That report is to look at to do an analysis of the impacts on public safety, speeding, crash rates, travel time efficiency, travel time reliability, that are resulting from the increase from 5 to 10 miles an hour over the limit for non-recorded speed limit violations.
Very good. Any discussion from members? DPS doesn't want to weigh in on this. They're not, still not moving. Okay, here's a comment just as consideration whilst Ms. McCormick is walking up to the table. And I understand, I think, the argument that was made on the House floor when this amended in, but and my question then, and is still the same, is that the report being due back in January, I don't really see the sense to continue it on further into the year to August. And my assumption was in my discussions with the department that ending it on August 1st, 2014 would then allow the department time to prepare a report to be presented in January. But as long as Ms. McCormick is here and willing to speak, we can hear the perspective of the department. So welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, Pat McCormick, the Director of Driver and Vehicle Services. And the department isn't taking a position on this, but just in terms of providing you with information, just since August 1st, 2012 to the present time, there have been 251,527 qualifying DMLR violations that have occurred. And certainly we always have, feel strongly in terms of trying to ensure the safety of the public and trying to prevent and work toward not speeding because of the repercussions from speeding and saving lives and preventing injuries. So that we don't have any other information that we need to provide you, but if you have any questions, we could respond to those questions.
Representative Earhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you don't keep a record of the violation, how can you give us that count? That's not on the record.
Ms. McCormick.
Mr. Chair and Representative Earhart, we still track the violations that come in from law enforcement, and so we have a way to track it without putting it on the driving record. And, okay. And we have been doing that, obviously. We've been doing that for the study that we're doing because we need to be able to provide that data as part of the report that we'll be providing.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
Any other members' comments?
No.
Senator Dibble.
Mr. Chair, as I understand, the sunset provision was adopted at the same time that the study language was adopted. So those both those dates were in hand at the time that this deal was struck. So, you know, I don't know what the underlying rationale was from the chief proponents of the idea who kind of struck that deal, but they wouldn't presume to want to unwind that deal.
And that's kind of my sense as well, but if, you know, members feel strongly one way or another, they could certainly take a position.
Otherwise, I suppose an amendment is in order.
Well, if we don't take any action, nothing will happen.
Oh.
Representative Gill.
Can I ask Pat McCormick, okay. When you, you're keeping record of this, do the violators still pay the fine?
Ms. McCormick.
Mr. Chair and Representative Keel, I don't think that the fine is required, but maybe I'm wrong in terms of the law. I thought that there wasn't that they didn't. we have to have it through the court system is where we get the information from. So I'm looking at the language. We do, so I think we do require the fine. I'm sorry, I should have looked at it earlier. Yes, we do require the fine, and we do get the information from the court system and worked out a system so that we have a special code so that we can tell what that it is a violation that doesn't go on the record. So, but they are required to pay the fine.
Representative Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I get the fine, I pay the fine, but it doesn't go on my record so that my insurance is not affected by it if it's under 10 miles an hour, right?
Ms. McCormick. Or,
Mr. Chair and Representative, that's correct.
Okay. Senator.
Thank you, Chair Simon. I'd be inclined to support the amendment, leave it in. For that reason, really, the effect of keeping it in is going to keep people's insurance rates from going up. And in the case of a commercial driver's license, somebody that's got a CDL who is likely held responsible for reckless driving violations, potentially, I know as an employer myself, we have to check commercial driver's license driving records on an annual basis in an effort to either keep insurance rates down or to issue discipline for driving violations for people that drive professionally. So I think the extension is going to keep rates from going up and offer a little forgiveness, hopefully giving the driver a chance to change their ways, so to speak, for an extra few months, so I'd be inclined to support it.
Is that in the form of a motion to accept the
sure.
House language?
Yes,
is
I will make a motion to accept the House language.
Members, there's a motion before you to accept the House language on item number 2. Is there any further discussion from members? If not, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign.
No.
Aye.
No.
Motion does not prevail. Mr. Burris, item number 3.
Mr. Chair and members, item number 3 is also a house-only provision. You can see from the language that it's modifying the expiration under an effective date provision. What this has to do with is mini trucks and the operating authority. Under current law, local units of government, cities, towns, counties, are authorized to enact ordinances to provide special permits for certain types of vehicles to be operated on roads under their jurisdiction. Mini trucks are one of the types of vehicles. And when mini trucks were added originally under a 2009 law, there was an expiration put into place of a couple of years. I believe that was extended out once. And currently that local operating ordinance and operating authority for mini trucks is set to expire July 31st of 2014. And this provision would eliminate that expiration so that mini truck operation authority and the ordinance system for local units of government would continue indefinitely.
Discussion from members?
Well, I
Representative Keel.
Thank you. I guess my concern is that my understanding was from Representative Nornes that this was not really intended to be sunsetted to begin with because it's regulated by local ordinances. So communities that allow ATVs, mini trucks, golf carts have ordinances that they handle it locally anyway. So I'm a little confused as to why we would, you know, I guess I'm thinking that the sunset doesn't need to be there, that we should allow that. So I don't know how other people feel about it. So,
any other discussion, members?
Well, Mr. Chair, we I don't have it with me, but in response to this provision going on, we did get a fairly extensive email from the Department of Public Safety about their concerns. I don't know if you want to call them to the table again and
that's
understand a little bit
good point.
More. They had concerns about the vehicles themselves, some of the implications because they don't have vehicle identification numbers and the like. There's some real practical problems and some real safety problems. From their perspective, it'd be at least worth benefiting from that knowledge.
If the department wants to weigh in, I think members would appreciate that. Ms. McCormick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, Pat McCormick with Driver and Vehicle Services.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Shelley Schofer. I'm the captain of State Patrol Capital Security here.
Welcome.
As Senator Dibble said, that the mini truck is not does not meet NHTSA standards in terms of a vehicle that would come under our definition of a motor vehicle. But I think the law was passed in order to allow them to mainly just cross roads, and the current law that's in place is to cross roads and they're not allowed to be on any highways. And so I think that was the compromise that was reached. And I don't think the department is opposing the local control. Our opposition is that they can't be registered vehicles because they don't meet the federal specifications for us to title and register those vehicles. And also for the safety aspects of it, which Jelly could talk a little bit more about in terms of the speed limits and things like that.
Mr. Chair, members, currently the legislation that exists is a local ordinance legislation, so it doesn't really affect DPS from the perspective of these vehicles running on state highways or interstate roadways. So our position on that has remained neutral, in essence, because it hasn't carried over into public safety of the state highways and interstate freeways. If it looked like this legislation would bleed into that, we would probably take a different position for the various reasons that Pat has mentioned here. The vehicles that we're talking about, these mini trucks, are not rated in terms of safety. We don't believe that they are vehicles that are configured in such a manner that they would be a safe vehicle on our state highways. So our position at this point, because they are not allowed on the state highways, is such that we're neutral on the legislation because it really only does allow these vehicles to cross over local roadways and county roadways at this point in time.
Ms. McCormick, did you have something else?
Well, Mr. Chair, I was just going to reiterate the fact that NHTSA has said that they do not support them being on the highways and also have told us that we're not able to title and register those vehicles because they don't meet the safety standards, so as we've both said. So,
thank you. Members, any questions for the testifiers? Representative Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to know, do we, Ms. McCormick, do we title and register golf carts, ATVs? I can't even think of the vehicle I own. I didn't even ask my, it's a side-by-side type of thing. Cannot think of the name of it right now. Anyway.
Representative Keel, title golf carts. Those vehicles and would be allowed. They're allowed on local streets, and but there are certain neighborhood vehicles that we would title, but they have to meet the federal safety standards. So,
like an ATV that has roll bars on it and.
Mr. Chair and Representative Keel, ATVs are titled by the DNR. They're not titled by us.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dibble.
The little bit I'm familiar with this issue, as I understand, these are mini trucks. They're not like little utility trucks and things that run around barns with hay bales on the back. They're like little miniature versions of trucks that come from like South Korea or someplace, and then they're just not built to the kind of safety standards and specifications. So there's a lot of concern, a lot of heartburn about those. That being said, I don't think. We'll ever see support for running them down at least our state facilities, but there is a local control measure in here. Maybe it would be so. I'm uncomfortable. We really haven't had this subject in front of our committee. Subject of great interest to Senator Peterson today. maybe we could fashion a compromise and just simply extend the expiration, the sunset out a year to July of 2015. That would be my suggestion and my motion.
So, members, we have a motion from Senator Dibble to simply extend the deadline out 12 months from, so it would extend it out to, I don't even know what the deadline was. Mr. Burris.
Mr. Chair, members, the expiration currently is July 31st, 2014. So extending it out a year would be July 31st, 2015.
Okay. Is there discussion of the amendment? Representative Earhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Dibble, what would that gain us? But more problems if somebody gets smashed up it's not solving the problem, which is they're not safe for the highways and they don't have registration numbers and all that stuff. That's not going to change, so why don't we just cut the head off right now?
Senator Dibble, you want to respond to that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Earhart, well, this is House language, so Senate just rejected a House provision, so the Senate is trying to be of an agreeable posture to something that I frankly disagree with you. I don't like these things. I think they're dangerous. That being said, I don't think the issue is going to go away, and frankly, I'm dubious of our ability to prevail in putting the genie back in this bottle. Kind of the posture of our legislature on these sorts of subjects. So maybe it gained us the ability to understand a little bit better, or at least give me the ability to understand a little bit better what exactly these are, what their implications are, if there's a lot to be fearful of or not, if local jurisdictions are inclined to let them run up and down their streets. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? I mean, I don't know enough to say for sure they're a bad idea. I think they're a bad idea, but it's happening now, and you know, I think if this were to simply sunset, maybe Ms. McCormick can help us. If we were to allow the sunset to occur, then folks who have these vehicles now, existing ordinances, I'm assuming, would stay in effect, but no other cities could adopt new ordinances allowing them to run around their roads, and no one could cross a state facility.
Ms. McCormick.
Mr. Chair and Senator Dibble, I think this would eliminate the ability to have the ordinances in place. If I'm not mistaken, that's how that was the agreement that was reached, that these ordinances would only be in place for the time that when the legislation was enacted. And so I think that was the reason why it's supposed to expire July 31st of 2014, so they would not be able to continue to be used in terms of crossing streets. For that, they could be used on farms, but they would not be allowed to be crossing streets and crossing highways, is my understanding.
Senator Dibble.
So, Mr. Chair, so we'd have a lot of folks who are running around in these things in good standing. All of a sudden, boom, would not then be, and I think we'd have a pretty significant political problem on our hands at that point without some forewarning and some conversation.
Representative Keel, you had a question.
Well, a couple of comments. First of all, I hope you all know that around this campus there is a mini truck running. It was parked on the sidewalk outside the Capitol just the other day. And I would guess it works really well for them to haul different kinds of equipment without leaving the campus area, you know, the main highway area. I was a little surprised to see it actually myself. But I wanted to point out that I believe that mini trucks are used for things like someone who has a resort is able to move larger equipment. A mini truck, I have an ATV with a bucket on the back, and I use that in my world for gardening. It goes out into the fields, and it runs different things and works. I believe there is some type of a license on that, that we have to register it, but it would fall under the same kind of category. And from what I understand, this mini truck is really never intended to be a truck on the road. It is intended for use for small areas. I haven't seen a whole lot of these in my communities where people use them. I believe maybe more in the resort area they're using them. I don't really think it's a run around the town except for maybe small jobs, but definitely not in main roads. And I guess that's the point to this, is it's not really intended to be going down the highway ever. We wouldn't take an ATV down the highway. We're not supposed to.
That's another question.
But I know I have seen a couple. So if this is a little bit of a heartburn just to extend it for the year, I do have another amendment. I know we're talking about Senator Dibble's amendment, so we probably should do that first. So,
well, Representative Earhart.
Mr. Chairman, I got to admit that I have asked the maker of this amendment, original amendment, it's on the House language. I think this was going on more than 4 years ago, repeatedly, and I've asked him, why doesn't he do come back with some evidence that we should be looking at, whatever, for whatever reason we should be doing this, rather than just make an amendment every year and quote that his neighbor had just bought one, because I think there's more to this thing. If there actually are safety problems with it, and I think there are, and identification numbers, do some evidence and come back and let's take a look at it. But that hasn't happened. Maybe we should ask him again by telling him we're going to remove this as an obstacle to the health and safety of our folks who drive them.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would be inclined to support Senator Dibble's amendment. I was a little unclear myself in terms of what these were, and so I brought them up here, and they're clearly our marketing. They're marketed for, it says right here, for yard, garden, outdoor living, hunting, that type of thing. They are not intended for road use, and so I'd be inclined to let them cross the roads as it's been described by our testifiers, and support Senator Dibble's amendment.
Okay, anyone else? Comments? Representative Earhart, I am inclined to support your position. I think that in the interest of going along to get along, I think that this amendment that Senator Dibble has offered is more than fair. It gives another year so that either the advocates or the opponents can come back during the next session and offer a bill, and we can have full committee hearings both in the House and the Senate. And because, as Senator Dibble has said, this hasn't really been before his committee, and I know it's been before yours because I've sat through some of it, but not on this particular expiration issue. But I'm inclined to support the Dibble amendment. But if there's no other comments or questions, we can move to a vote. All those in favor of Senator Dibble's amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Mr. Burris, we have one last item under Senate-only provisions.
Mr. Chair and members, the last item is a Senate-only one. It repeals, by the way, Senate Section 5, it repeals some of the allocation language under allocating revenues from the motor vehicle sales tax. These are obsolete provisions of allocations in previous years. Currently, this provision is also in the supplemental tax bill, which is in conference committee right now. I just checked on it earlier today. That conference committee is continuing right now. The provision has been adopted, so it's currently set to be included in the conference committee report, although obviously the committee is not closed out, so that's not a done thing yet.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Rest.
Mr. Burris, this is part of the on-session article.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rest, yes, it's part of the on-session article.
I have spoken to Representative Lencheski, who offered this amendment on the House floor. It is her preference to continue to carry this in the tax bill, which is why she offered the amendment to begin with. So,
and Mr. Chair, I touched base with Senator Skoy on this, mentioned that this obsolete language, because it's just about the ramp up of the MBEST, and that's happened, is likely to be carried in the tax bill, and he was comfortable with doing that, so we don't have to pick up this provision.
Okay. Very good.
So we're done.
Okay. Thank you, members. We're done. Motion to adjourn.
Wait, don't we have to adopt it?
Yes. Oh, final motion to
adopt. I'm glad you're awake.
So, Mr. Sir. Chair, I'll make, what is that final motion, Berzowski? There's a final motion to adopt all the provisions and direct staff to make any conforming and technical changes as necessary.
Sounds like a motion.
Right? Okay.
You did that very well. There's a motion before us from Senator Dibble. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries.
And, Mr. Chair, I think the conference committee report will be available for signature sometime tomorrow. So where your staff will hunt us down.
We will do that. Okay. We know where to find you. Thank you, members. Meeting is adjourned.
It's all right.